Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Is Duke's new recruiting class unbeatable? Maybe. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Duke will have seven new players next season to offset the eight lost off the Blue Devils 2017 team. Coach K will also have two brand new artificial knees, part of six surgeries he has had in the last 16 months, including two ankle operations, a hernia procedure, and a lower back surgery that kept him out of seven games last season. So does all this mean that Duke will be in good shape to win its sixth national championship next April? Hard to say based on past history of the Duke basketball program. After 6'11 Marvin Bagley reclassified from a junior in high school to a senior, Duke now has seven five-star freshmen coming in this fall. Bagley joins 6'9 Wendell Carter, 6'7 Jordan Tucker, 6'5 Gary Trent Jr., 6'6 Alex O'Connell, 6'3 Trub Duval, and 6'1 Jordan Goldwire to make up, once again, the number one recruiting class in the nation. Duke has had that before and produced one Final Four team, the 2015 NCAA champions, that rallied to beat Wisconsin in the title game. Other one-and-done classes haven't fared as well, with Austin Rivers and Jabari Parker losing in their first and only NCAA tournament games, Jason Tatum and Harry Giles losing in their second, and Brandon Ingram in his third. Meanwhile, Roy Williams' team will boast the best perimeter in the country with Joel Berry, Theo Pinson, and transfer Cameron Johnson, and a front court with Luke May and three freshman big men of their own. Duke has canceled its exhibition trip to the Dominican Republic, and Krzyzewski will still be limping when practice opens in October. The ballyhoo over all of the freshmen gets the attention of college basketball. But remember, Duke's first four championships were won with veteran teams, and their last by three freshmen who melded together unusually well before all opted for the NBA draft. One-and-dones are tricky, and Kentucky has won just one NCAA title under John Calipari's recruiting success. And now Duke has to replace almost its entire team, meaning senior Grayson Allen will have eight guys alongside him who have never played a college game. The Blue Devils lost four players from last season's fifth-place finish in the ACC to the NBA draft. Will Duke actually be better with a brand-new team? I will bet on Coach K's knee being completely ready before I will his program. This is Archansky. See ya.